of Rights? Are we willing to walk this talk? What is being writ large there is writ small inside our own secret life as we develop our own mission statements and work with the issue of our willpower to decide, is this in fact going to be the constitution of our life? Or are we going to betray it when put under pressure, when push comes to shove? Am I going to go the distance on this? Imagine the internal communication, habit 5, intra-personal communication. Not inter, not between people. Intra, within your own heart, as you weigh out, what are the costs? Am I going to live a life of total integrity? If you get your secret criteria out of the public arena, you're being lived. You're living out other people's agendas, their timetables. Where do you get your own sense of integratedness, your own sense of integrity? That comes from habit 3. You do not betray habit 2. Habit 2 is where you decide what is truly significant to you. What are the principles upon which you operate? And what is your life about? And then you look at habit 3. But can you see now how those 4 unique human endowments are being exercised in those first 3 habits? Can you also see how habits 4, 5, and 6 focus directly on the development of 2 and the keeping it at 3? What does this synergy mean intrapersonally? As you carry out this intrapersonal communication within yourself and you take time and you're patient, you're kind with yourself, you have the spirit of win-win towards yourself, you're not condemning, you're not damning, but you're honest, you carry out this inward conversation in your own secret life, your heart, using those 4 unique endowments, gradually what happens is you get insight. It'll come eventually. You get an idea that will